On page Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, like midway through the page where it says Mishnah. Okay, this is a new Mishnah. The last time in the Gemara was discussing, the Bezdin would ask the witnesses what direction you saw the moon and what it looked like, and if it was the indentation towards the sun, away from the sun, and the Chacham would know right away if the witnesses are telling the truth that they saw the moon or they didn't see the moon. Now, after the Mishnah is like in the next stage, after Bezdin accepts the witnesses and they realize the witnesses are saying the truth that they saw the month, the new moon, so what do they do? So it says in the Mishnah, Reish Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin, or the head of the Bezdin, he would say Mekudesh. He would say it's sanctified, it's holy. And everybody would answer after him, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. He would say it once, and they would say it twice. Mm-hmm. Sanctified, sanctified. And the Mishnah says, Bein Shenira Bismani, whether the moon was seen in their proper time, meaning after 29 days, or Bein Shalinira Bismani, or whether the moon was not seen until after 30 days, Mekachin Esi Bezdin would sanctify the moon. In other words, we're not talking here about the witnesses coming. The question is, did Bezdin say Mekudesh or not? So this opinion says whether the witnesses came after 29 days that they saw the moon, or whether they came after 30 days, but even if they didn't come, the moon, the Shchedesh happened anyway. This person says, Bezdin said Mekudesh, and everybody answered Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Rabbi Lazar ben Rab Tzadik says no. Im le'nira bizmanei, if it wasn't seen in the proper time, meaning it wasn't seen after 29 days, it was seen after 30 days, e'mekachinesi, Bezdin didn't sanctify the moon, the month. Why not? Shekvar kitshu shemayim, because Hashem already did it. Automatically it's Mekudesh. Meaning as follows, Bezdin can only say the word Mekudesh in the morning. Bezdin, it says in the Torah B'yayim, it has to be during the day. That's why even if the witnesses came at night, let's say, and Bezdin was still up, you know, and Bezdin heard the witnesses and accepted them, they couldn't say Mekudesh. It had to be done during the day. So the first opinion of the Mishnah says, whether they came after 29 days, whether they didn't come after 30 days, it doesn't matter, Bezdin always said Mekudesh. Rabbi Lazar ben Rab Tzadik says, no. If they didn't come after 29 days, and the 30th day, after 30 days, is for sure the Shchedesh, Hashem already made the moon, the new month. What do you need Bezdin for? So he says they didn't do it if the Bezdin already sanctified, because Hashem did it. Yeah, but it's an expression that basically it became the Shchedesh anyway. So you don't need it, what do you need them to do it for if it was already automatically 30 days. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said, you have to do Mekudesh if it's not necessarily going to be the day of Rosh Chodesh. It might be today, it might be tomorrow. So if it's today, Bezdin has to say Mekudesh. But if it's going to happen anyway, what does Bezdin have to say Mekudesh for? So now the Gemara asks a question, Reish Bezdin Minolon, Minohani Mili. Where do we know that the head of the Bezdin has to be the one to say Mekudesh? The Mishnah said a statement, the head of the Bezdin says Mekudesh. Where do you learn it out from? So the Gemara says, Amr Abchiyah by Gamda, Amr Rabbi Yasi, Rabshal, Amr Rabbi, in the name of Rabbi, said as follows. Amr the Pasuk says, concerning Rosh Chodesh, concerning the Yom Tevin, Vayidaber Meisha es Meyadei Hashem. Meisha Rabbeinu spoke the Yom Tevin of God. That means who proclaimed when the Yom Tev was, which was based on when Rosh Chodesh was? It says Meisha Rabbeinu. Mikan Shadosh Bezdin Emim Mekudesh. So from here you see that Meshabin, who is the head of the Bezdin, obviously, that the head of the Bezdin has to be the one that says Mekudesh. That's what you see from this Gemara. Then the Gemara says, V'chol ha'om einim achar of Mekudesh Mekudesh. And then the Mishnah says that everybody follows up and says Mekudesh Mekudesh. Twice, holy, holy. So the Gemara says, Minolan, where do we learn this out from? That everybody has to answer. And not only, as the Gemara is going to ask soon, not once, but even twice. So the Gemara says, how do you know the answer, Amar Av Papa? Because Amar Krad, the Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Esam, that you will call them. Esam means them. Yeah. But read it Atem, because in the Chumash, Esam is supposed to be with a Vav. Them is Aleph Vav Saf Mem. In the Torah, it's written without the Vav. So without vowels, you can read it Atem, that you call it. And from here, by the way, the Gemara learns also out that it's up to Bez, and whenever they want to proclaim Rosh Chodesh, it's up to them. Okay? They call the shots of when the holidays are going to be.
Up to a limit, though?
Well, yeah, they can't make the 15th day of the month Rosh Chodesh. I mean, but whether it's this day or that day, one or 2 days, is completely up to Bez. And the Gemara says they can even intentionally do it the other day if they want. And the power is given to them. It's up to them completely. Now, so the Gemara says, how do you know that people have to answer Mekudish Mekudish? So it says, Asher Tikru Aysam, but you read it Atem. Meaning that you will call it. That means that people also have to say, Kodesh. Calling it Kodesh Kodesh. Mekudish Mekudish. Amen of Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers a different answer. Because it says, Eileheim Meyadei. These are, hey means they. But Elohim, these are they, the holidays. So it says, what does it mean? It's an extra word, heim. Heim yeminu meyadei. That the people should declare that it's Yerush Chedesh. So then the Gemara says, Mekudesh Mekudesh treizim nelamali. So why can't they just say it once? The head of the Bezin also says Mekudesh. Why did they have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh? You know, nobody's deaf there. They can, once should be enough. So the Gemara answers, because it says, Mikra'ei Kodesh. Mikra'ei is plural. Kodesh. So you see that the Kodesh should be double, plural. So the people say, Mikra'ei Kodesh. So we learn now from that passage that they're the ones that say it. So it says, Mikra'ei, plural, the callings. So therefore you say it double, twice.
Angel also said Kodesh, Kodesh.
Yeah, they say Kodesh, that Hashem is holy. Here, Bezin saying the month is holy.
It's
interesting. It's not so much that Hashem needs us to do it, you know. It's our benefit in the recognition that the month is holy, because then the holidays become holy, and because by proclaiming Rosh Chodesh holy, so then those particular days of the month taka become holy. Like when you say that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, let's say, so the 15th of Nissan, you cause holiness to descend into the world. So even Rosh Chodesh, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, brought another carbon musaf. That itself is a sign of additional kedusha.
But so besides Beis Din, you need spectators to be present.
That's what it says. The people.
Like you said, good Shabbos. Say kedusha and kedusha. Everybody was saying kedusha. That's right.
Yeah. That's what it's called, Kiddush Levana. No, Kiddush Levana, the sanctification of the moon.
Yes.
In fact, it says in Halacha, why do we have Shabbos Mevarchim?
Yeah.
I mean, look in the calendar, you know when Rosh Chodesh is. You know what's. If Shabbos Mevarchim, you bless the new month. Why? That's corresponding, because Shabbos, everybody was in Shul. So similar to this concept of the Mishnah, that the head of the Bezin said it, and then everybody said after them, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So when everybody's in Shul, it's similar, obviously, it's not the but it's similar to the Bezin proclaiming the month. Why don't we do it on Rosh Chodesh? Because more people are in Shul on Shabbos. It's a form of that system, you know, even though you have the calendar, so what do you need, you know, what?
But where did the Bezin, do
this? Yerushalayim, yeah. Unless, we'll learn later in the Gemara, that if the head of the Bezdin was not in town, for whatever reason, and he'd left over nobody as great as him, he was able to do it where he was. But officially, it had to be done in the Bezdin, in the Beis HaMikdash. The big one.
Is that because everybody was there?
That's the Bezdin. No, it's the Beis HaMikdash, the Bezdin of 71.
What room did it sit in?
There was a place called Lishchas HaGozes, which is a room in the Beis HaMikdash, mm-hmm. which was not holy. In other words, it was not in the holy part of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where they sat. 71. That's where Bezdin 71 sat. How big a room? 71.
It's a big room.
I mean, in the Mishnah, the Rama says how big it was. I don't remember.
71 people.
Sitting. Yeah, but they sat, you know, just on chairs or on the floor in a semicircle.
No,
I mean, yeah, but they didn't have lawyers and court reporters and the jury. Yeah, they didn't have stenographers. Yeah. They didn't have the bailiffs, whatever you call them.
Did the witnesses testify one at a time, or
did
the other witness, could be present,
or
one testifies?
No. No, because then you can hear what each other says. I mean, how are you going to be able to check them out?
That's right.
Okay, then the Mishnah said a din. I mean, one opinion. The Blazer Berab Tzadik, says, if the moon wasn't seen after 29 days, was seen after the 30th day, ain't mekachin, I see. You don't sanctify it. So Gemara is now going to say more opinions. Meaning as follows. In the Mishnah, the first opinion held, always Bezin says Makudish. Whether 29 days, 30 days, Bezin always said Makudish. The Belazer Rav Tzadik says, no. After 29 days, they said Makudish. After 30 days, they didn't bother saying Makudish. Okay? Because Hashem already did it. Now it says, Plimer says just the opposite. He was a Tana called Plimer. What does he say? Bismane, if after 29 days, ain't mekachinesi. You don't sanctify it. Bismane, after 30 days, I mean, say, Shlei Bismane, after 30 days, mekachinesi. They would sanctify it.
What is the reason?
So, Rashi explains the reason is very simple. Because if there is, like we learned before, there is the time to see the moon, and there is the not time. If it's the time after 29 days, why did Bezin have to do it? It's normal. That's when you're supposed to see the moon. When it's after Shalei Bezmane, not in the proper time, means it's delayed, so Bezin needs a power because it's not really the appropriate time to see the moon. So if it's not the proper time to see the moon, that's when Bezin has to be given the power to say that the date is holy, that the date should be Yerush Chodesh. That's what he holds. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Benkach u Benkach ein mekachinesi. Both times you don't. That means you have four opinions of the four possibilities. The Tanakhama says, always yes, right? From one extreme to the next. The Tanakhama says Bezin always said Mekudesh. The Belazer Rav Shimon says never did they say Mekudesh. The Belazer Rav Tzadik said after 29 days they did, after 30 days not. And Plimer says after 30 days yes and 29 days not. So these are all the various different opinions that could possibly be if you do not. But Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon says, why not? Why aren't you Megadish, say Mekodesh? So he says, because it says, by Yovel, V'kidash te Meshnas ha-chamishim shana. It says in the Torah, that by the Yovel year, you know, there was Shemitah 7 years. Seven Shemitahs is 49 years. The 50th year became Yovel. And the Pasuk says, Bezdin has to be Megadish the 50th year. And the Torah says, "V'kidashtem es shnas hachamishim shana." You have to sanctify the 50th year. Now, the Torah says, years you have to make holy, but months not. So he said, from Yovel, you learn out, the Bezdin only has to sanctify years, not months. He says, "V'kidashtem es shnas hachamishim shana. Shanim ato mekadish. Shanim, years, you have to sanctify. And you're not supposed to do it 2 months. Okay?
The only thing different for Rosh Chodesh being special is because they have to bring korbanos, correct? Or
right.
The other thing? So we don't do anything else, other special thing, do we?
What?
The most important reason that why they have to proclaim is because they bring up the korbanot.
Oh, so he says like this. The Mefoshim explain, the argument is not for Besm to proclaim which day is Rosh Chodesh. The question is, do they sanctify the day of Mekudesh? Mm-hmm. Besm obviously has to say which day is Rosh Chodesh. People won't know. Mm-hmm. They have to say, is Monday Rosh Chodesh or Tuesday Rosh Chodesh, right? The question is, does Besm have to say sanctified or not? Obviously, everybody agrees Bezin has to say when the Shchedish was based on the witnesses. If not, how does anybody know? Right? The question is only, does Bezin have to say Mekudish that it's sanctified or not? Okay. Yeah.
The reasoning is because to say Mekudish, just the word Mekudish?
To sanctify it. I mean, the court, as he says, the court determines when the Rosh Chodesh is, that they have to do anyway. Right? So here, the Mefarshim explained, the argument over here is not on the determination of Rosh Chodesh, because that Bezin must do. The question is, does Bezin just say, is Rosh Chodesh? Or does he say Mekudesh? And that, you have four opinions. Either never, always, yes, no, and no, yes. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel." Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik. Obviously, in the days of Shmuel, it didn't really matter because he didn't have so much the bezdin that did it. But he says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik, that the only time they said Mekudesh was after 29 days. But if it was after 30 days. Hashem already sanctified the moon, so there's no purpose for Bezin to say Mekudesh. Amar Abaye says, Afa na nami tanino. We also learned this in a Mishnah. Shmuel says, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik. We learned it in a Mishnah. Because it says, Amar Abaye fa na nami tanino. We also learned it. Ro Bezin v'chol Yisrael. If the whole Bezin and all the Yidin saw the moon, so it says, Nechkru Eidim. Or if the witnesses were interrogated on the 30th day, V'lehispiku Leimim Mekudesh, Acheh Hashecha, and the Bezin didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh until it got dark. Now we learned before that you can only say Mekudesh during the day. So now the dilemma is as follows. Everybody saw the moon. There was no question. Or, give you an example, 5 o'clock is the break-off point between day and night, yeah? 2 minutes to 5, everybody saw the moon, and the witnesses were interrogated. No question, the moon is there. By the time the Bezin was able to say Mekudesh, it was 5:05. And now it's too late to say Mekudesh. So what do you do? So the din is, Hareiz and Me'uber, the outgoing month becomes full. Meaning, you push it off a day. You might have to push off the Shchedish a day because they didn't have a time to say the word Mekudesh. So it says, Mekudesh, I'm sorry, Me'uber in. The outgoing month becomes full. But Mekudesh, but they don't have to say Mekudesh.
When do they say it exactly? The next day, early in the morning?
Yep.
At dawn? People need time to
It means the Bezin doesn't say Mekudesh on the 30th day. That means they just don't do it. Which you see that according to that's like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik, you only do it after 29 days, not after 30 days.
So they don't do it
anymore. They don't do it at all. So the Gemara wanted to bring this as a proof that like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadik, that you only say Mekudesh after 29 days, not after 30 days. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good proof. Because maybe over there speaking about Me'uber Yisrachalei, that the B'chlal, that the month becomes the next day. That Rosh Chodesh becomes the next day. Why? Salkatai Dechamina. I would think that the fact that the Bezin and every single Jew saw the moon. If Arsim, it already became publicized that it stood, that day should be Rosh Chodesh. And V'loi Libre, you should make the Rosh Chodesh the next day. Kamash Malan, it teaches us that you do. He knows it by heart. Doesn't need a Gemara.
Used to be quite
before you were born, yeah. The problem is that we all knew it. The Gemara is, because here, Lecheda, there's an interesting concept going on over here. Lecheda, again, let's say 5 o'clock is the break-off point, yeah? 5 to 5, everybody saw the moon. So everybody obviously would think that day is Rosh Chodesh. The day leaving is Rosh Chodesh. So, yet the Chiddush is that Beis Din says no, the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Because if they didn't say Mekudesh, it can't become Rosh Chodesh yet. So therefore, it's a big Chiddush. You can't learn out Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik's din to say that if it's after 29 days, Beis Din says Mekudesh. If it's after 30 days, they don't. Because maybe that's not what the din is teaching us. The din is teaching us a very special concept. That even though everybody saw the moon, and there's no question in everybody's mind that today is going to be Rosh Chodesh, but the fact that Beis Din didn't say Mekudesh, it's pushed off to the next day. So what happens, the Gemara says, a bias proof is not a proof, so to speak. But Shmuel is right anyway, that the halacha is like a belozer ben tzaddik, that after 29 days, Beis Din says Mekudesh, and after 30 days, not. Yeah, but the Gemara is saying, but Beis Din saying the word Mekudesh is what makes it happen. No, the Chakira was done.
No, he said that the guy came 5 to 5.
They finished the Chakira at 5 to 5.
Oh,
yeah, but they just didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh. That's what the Bryce, whoever this is.
Why right, you cannot say Mekudesh in the night?
Oh, because it has to be B'yayim. Mm-hmm. It has to be Dafke at during the day, because it says the word B'yayim.
Yeah.
We'll see more of that later in the Gemara. Beis Din has to do a B'yayim.
A little confused. Then how does the two-day Rosh Chodesh play into this?
You mean what we have today?
Yeah.
In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was rarely 2 days. Unless if the witnesses came so late that there was a time they made the rest of the day Rosh Chodesh and then the following day the real Rosh Chodesh. According to our calendar, it's a system that is just, according to astronomy, has to make sense. Meaning as follows. The exact time of the month of the moon is 20... I forgot the exact... 29 days... I'm sorry, 29 and a half days, X amount of minutes and X amount of seconds. But let's leave it 29 and a half days is a moon. Now, you obviously cannot make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of a day. Can't start a new month in the middle of a day, right? So if a month is 29 and a half days, how are you going to set up the system of Rosh Chodesh? So the calendar system says, okay, so 1 month will be 29 and 1 month will be 30. 1 month 29 and 1 month 30. So then when you have 29 and a half, so in 2 months, between 30 and 29, 29 and a half times two would be 59. Right? So between 2 months, you make 1 month, 1 day.
59 times 58.
58, I'm sorry. What did I see? 58. 58, I'm sorry. Right. So that's 1 month, no. 29 and a half times two is 59.
And a half, I'm sorry.
I said 29 and a half, that's what I said. 29 okay. And a half times two is 59.
Sorry.
So therefore, you make 1 month 30, 1 month 29, so after 2 months. Now, because it's not exactly 29 and a half days, there's 2 months, Chesed and Kislev, that sometimes are 29 twice in a row, sometimes 30 twice in a row, and sometimes 29 and 30. And just to even it out. Now, because it's 29 and a half days, so anytime you have a month of 30 days, the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, and the next day, the first is Rosh Chodesh. A month that has only 29 days, then the next day, which is the first of the next month, is only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So that's the system why 1 month has 1 day Rosh Chodesh, because the month has only 29 days, and then next day is the first day of the new month, so it's Rosh Chodesh. Or when a month has 30 days, because of the halves, so we make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh and the first day Rosh Chodesh. But in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have that. Well, the Jews weren't all in Israel. A lot of Jews were in Golis. That's why they keep 2 days Yom Tov, because they didn't know when Bezdin actually proclaimed the Rosh Chodesh.
So why not revert back to that now when we
have a calendar?
Scientifically, we know exactly.
So it says, you're right, but the Gemara says, Minig Aviseinu Biyadeinu, tradition. It's called tradition.
But what should be tradition? But this is a custom that you have to do with the Re'iyah.
Oh, not talking about Mashiach, talking about now. Why do we keep 2 days if we have a calendar? Right? So the answer is because of tradition. And it goes even more. Shavuos, we also keep 2 days in Golos. In Eretz Yisrael, they keep 1 day. Shavuos is 2 days, right? Even though Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. So it doesn't matter what the calendar says.
Right.
So why do you keep 2 days Shavuos? That for sure we shouldn't keep. And the halacha is not to differentiate between Shavuos and all the other Chagim. But the truth is, from all the Yomim Tovim, the day that should only be one is Shavuos. Because Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. By then everybody knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So why do you keep 2 days Shavuos?
Can we go one step further? Why then isn't Yom Kippur 2 days?
So it says that the fast 48. Listen, people go crazy for a chazan one day. You want to have 2 days chazan.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to stay consistent.
You're right. And Taka Shulchan Aruch says in the olden times that there were people that fasted 48 hours because there was a doubt. But the Gemara says, the Halacha says, now that we really do know. So to burden people with fasting 2 days, the Chachamim didn't want to do it. That's all. You know this to fast 48 hours straight?
Oh, yeah.
You know how many speeches you'd have to hear? I mean, come on, you know, it'd be torture.
That's one tissue you have to eat alone, like fast.
Secondly, people would be sleeping, there would be no speeches.
No speeches. The rabbi would be sleeping.
that's what on the second show, there's some kulos in the Gabi Dog.
No.
You know?
No, not at all. Okay, next Gemara is a very interesting Gemara. It goes into a whole question about what images you're allowed to make, what sculptures you're allowed to make and not. Mm-hmm. How is the Gemara going to get into that? Based on the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Demus Tzuris Levana Hayul Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel was the head of the Bezdin. The famous Ram Gamliel was the head of the Bezdin. Mm-hmm. Now, remember last time we learned in the Mishnah that when the witnesses came, Bezdin would ask them, did you see it this way? Was the moon this way? You know, for a lay person, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. It's like, you know, even an example. You go to the dentist. He said, was the pain this type of pain? You don't know what he's talking about. This pain, it hurts. What's the difference? This pain, was it this pain or that pain? And they go to the doctor, right? Yes, people, go, they don't know what it this, was. It whatever, different types of pains, whatever.
Shooting pain.
Shooting pain, this pain. That guy knows it. Lay people know it hurts, that's all. People, simple people, they saw the moon. They're going to know this way, that way. So Gamliel actually had sculptures of various shapes and sizes of the moon in various directions to ask the people, tell me, did you see it like this? Did you see it like this? He was visual aid.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the original visual aid that, okay. So it says Gamliel had shapes of the moon, betavla on his wall, and the tablet in his house, in his bezdin, whatever. Ubakaiso baliyosei, and the wall of his upper chamber. That's where, you know, it's like his office was an upper chamber. Shebehem Mada said, Yaitis, he would show the simple people, you know, not the astronomers, the simple people. For amen, he would say to them, Ha Kazeda Isi, did you see the moon like this? Ha Kazeda Isi, did you see the moon like that? The people should. So this is a very simple thing. The Mishnah is a very simple, very practical thing. Ram Gamliel had sculptures of the moon and asked people. So right away the Gemara is going to ask, are you allowed to have sculptures of the moon? This is how the Gemara gets into this whole thing now. Mm. Are you allowed to have sculptures of people and pictures of people? This whole, it's a very interesting Gemara. Mm. So the Gemara asks, Omi Shadi, is it permitted to make moon-shaped forms? It wasn't a picture. It was actually sculptures that he had.
Not a picture?
No.
Not sculptures?
Okay, some people quite like you'll see later whether they're three dimensional or two dimensional, you know, how they were exactly. Okay. So Gemara says, in Mishari, are you allowed to do such a thing? Vaksiv, it says in the Torah, Leisasin Iti. The end of Pashi Sisir said, Leisasin Iti, Lekekesv, Lekezov, you should make with, for me, the various images. Which means, as it says, Leisasin Kedmus Shamashoi, you shouldn't make any images of my servants. In other words, as follows. E.T. means with me. I mean the people, not the people, the things, so to speak, that work with God. Which means the servants. Who is Hashem's servants? The sun, the moon, the stars, these are all Hashem's servants. And the Pasuk says, Leisasun E.T. You shouldn't make sculptures of my servants. So Hadman and Gamliel have sculptures of the moon when you're not allowed to have sculptures of the moon. So Amar Abaye, the Gemara is going to a whole long thing over here about various different answers which comes out in the various different halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Amar Abaye said, that means it says you're only allowed to make images of servants that you can make replicas of. Meaning, as the Gemara is going to say, it's not referring to this heavenly bodies because nobody can make a moon. Nobody can make a sun, a real moon and sun. Mm. It means, so Abaye answers, meanwhile, that the Gemara is, the halacha is, you can't make things, replicas of things that you technically could make replicas of. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? The Gemara explains. Because the time, like we learned in the Braisa, you cannot make a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. An exact replica of the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to make. Like he says, you're not allowed to make a house that has the same dimensions of length, width, and height, the same doorways. You're not allowed to make an exact, we're not talking about a scale model, because it's not a real thing. You can't make a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. Chotze Keneged Azorah, you cannot make a courtyard correspond, I'm sorry, Achsadu Tavan Sulam, you can't make a pavilion in the form of the antechamber. Chotze Keneged Azorah, you're not allowed to make a courtyard in your house, like the shape of the Azorah. Shulchan keneged shulchan. You're not allowed to make a shulchan like the mistake in the Beis HaMikdash they had. Meneira keneged meneira. You're not allowed to make a meneira similar to the meneira. We'll learn an interesting thing what that means. Aval eisa, but one may make shel chamisha, shel shisha, v'shel shmeina. You're allowed to make a candelabra. Five candles, six candles, eight candles. V'shel shiva le'yase. You're now to make a seven candelabra, afilu shel sharmini matchis, even any other metal. Meaning as follows. This is interesting halacha. By the way, this is the most practical halacha of this all. You're not allowed to make a replica of the menorah. Now, even though the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash was gold, and we read in yesterday's parsha the whole dement, the whole picture of the menorah. No, because according to halacha, all these dimensions and details of the menorah was only when it was made out of gold. But the menorah was allowed to be made from any metal. Rabbi Yossi is going to say, even from wood you can't, because there was a time the Eden made a menorah out of wood. But let's even exclude Rabbi Yossi's opinion. In fact, after the Hanukkah story, it says in the Gemara that the Jews were so poor, they made the menorah out of tin, out of copper. And then they became richer, so they made it back again out of gold. Mm-hmm. But technically, any menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was to be made out of metal was kosher. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the halacha is you can't have a Shabbos candelabra in your house that has seven candles.
Couldn't it smell?
Yep.
So even though it's a model scale, we can't do it.
Not if it's metal.
How come the other things you can make a model scale and not this?
Because by the menorah, it says clearly not. Why is the menorah unique? I don't know.
So, the candelabras for Shabbos are not in the same shape.
Doesn't matter.
Is it wrong? Is it a problem? You mean if you have seven, it's not good?
Shulchan Aruch, it says, no.
So, all of them are six? Or
six, eight, five, six, and one.
Or you could have more.
Put it in.
No, it says five, six, or eight. 10, 12. You can't have exactly seven. A lot of people don't know this difference. It's a din shchunar, by the way, also.
Kadu and you put individual candles, does that come to the candelabra?
No, no. We're talking about one, a candelabra, no? If you put down eight cups, and seven cups, it's not a problem. What? And according to most poskim, even if it's round, even though the menorah was not round, mm-hmm. you know, it was like this,
yeah.
according to the Rambam, but you're not allowed to have a candelabra of seven.
I would just be curious.
Don't take, so people that have five kids, that light a menorah of seven, because the two parents, if they add a candle for each kid, they either have a candelabra of eight and they only use seven of them,
mm-hmm.
or they have a candelabra of six and they had another separate candle.
Yes.
I would just be curious, what does this Gemara, what would they think about, like, cloning people,
you know, things like that? It does not, come on, I'm making images.
No, but they said, like making things, like making images of creations.
Meanwhile, the Gemara learns that this din doesn't apply to making sculptures of the moon. According to Abaye, so far, we're not finished yet. So far, Abaye is saying, there's no problem making the moon and the sun and the things, because it's only forbidden to make things that you can make replicas of. So because you can make a replica, the Torah doesn't want you to make replicas. But nobody can make a moon. So the Torah doesn't care, so to speak, if you make a sculpture of the moon. So far, this is, again, we're not finished. The Gemara,
the thing is, today they're cloning people.
I know that. Well, we don't know yet.
So I'm just curious.
It hasn't been proven yet that the kids born were cloned.
But what about idols? Idols are not necessarily in the shape of any particular thing, but since people worship it, it becomes...
Oh, we're not talking about worshipping. The Gemara is talking about this not even to worship. You can't have it, period.
But the reason behind it is because they might come to worship it.
Not necessarily. According to Abaye, we're talking about replicas of the Beis Hamikdash. Well, you're going to worship a candelabra. We're not finished yet. I mean, the Gemara is going on for an extended period of time here. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, this is still the middle of this braisa. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afshel eitz le'yase." You can't even make a replica of seven out of wood. Why? Because kederach shasim malchut beis chashmenoi. Because the chashmenoim, after getting rid of the Greeks in the Hanukkah story, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said they made it out of wood. So if wood is kosher for the menorah, then you can't make a replica of seven out of wood either. Amrulay Sirachacham said to him, to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya. It wasn't wood. What are you hacking at China, he says. Shepudim Shabar Zahoya. There are branches of iron. Vechipum Babats. And they plated them with tin. Vashiru, when they became rich, Asur Shalkasiv, they made it out of silver. Chaz Vashir, they became wealthier, they made it out of gold. So in other words, he says as follows. Because they were tin-plated, Chum said Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it looked like wood, but it wasn't. Notice there's a whole argument over here in the fact. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, the menorah that the people made post-Chashmonoi era, post-Chanukah era, was wood. If that's the case, that means wood is kosher for a menorah. So if wood is kosher for a menorah, you can't make any seven out of wood either. Because that's a replica of a kosher menorah. So Chum said, you don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't wood. It looked like wood. Because they plated iron with tin. And from the distance, don't forget, you weren't allowed to go in there, right? So from the distance, it looked like wood. But it wasn't wood. And therefore, the Chumim hold, wood is not a kosher material for menorah. So you're allowed to make a replica out of wood.
Menorah was in the outer chamber.
No.
Inner chamber?
Well, if the doors were open, Yitaka couldn't go in to see it. That's why the base of Rabbi Yehuda, I don't think, was a kohen. So it was hard for him to, from the distance, it probably looked like wood. He wasn't even alive then. I'm saying
where the lupus was kept, right?
Huh?
Not where the lupus was
kept. No, that was inner.
Oh.
1 second. The big mizbeach in the three holiest parts of the base of Mikdash. You had the holies of holies, okay, then the heichal, and then the outer room, yeah? In the Kodesh HaKadosh, in the Holy of Holies, was only the Ark with the Luchas, that nobody went in except the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. That was it. Outside that, you had a room where the three basic utensils, there's the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the golden mizbeach, not the big mizbeach, the golden mizbeach where they brought the keteiros, the incense, every day. In the next section, out, was the mizbeach where they brought the daily sacrifices. That was big. A big mizbeach. So, you know, they were probably able to see in a little bit, because afterwards, there was between the Kesha Kedoshim, there was a curtain that you couldn't see in. But the other parts, maybe it was possible to see in, you know.
How was the Rambam able to make a sketch of
it? He was an artist. There's a picture that the Rambam himself drew of the Menorah.
Right.
Where did he get that idea?
No, based on this way of learning. Where he understood the Menorah based on the Gemaras and Medrashim and the Psukim, he understood that the Menorah was actually diagonal, not round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.